From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au. Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another Silent Key.
Silent Key, Norm Phillips. Victor Kilo 4, Charlie, November, Popper. Many people in the Gympie region and others around the world were saddened by the sudden passing of Norm Phillips, VK4CNP, Tuesday, October 20, 2020. Norm was born on the 26th of July 1920 in Gympie. However, 8 days after he was born, his mother passed away from septicemia and he was brought up by midwife Isabella Veal, whilst his father moved to Brisbane to work at the Brisbane Telegraph newspaper. Norm's main interest as a young boy was scouting, and his first job was as messenger boy for the local chemist. In 1937, Norm started work for the Gympie Times. 5 years later, he joined the AIF, and on the 26th of September 1941, he left Gympie for Redbank, and this was the beginning of his army service. Now, all his life, Norm had been interested in radio, and ever since he was a boy of 14, when he made his first crystal radio set, he had wanted to be a signaller. When in the Scouts, he had learnt Morse code, semaphore, and the use of the Aldous lamp. Consequently, he applied to the Signal Training School. His time in the Army was traumatic, as he was almost killed near the town of Bulolo in PNG when a bomb from a Japanese bomber exploded near him in a blinding flash. Just days later, Norm was admitted to Bulolo Hospital with malaria, pain behind the eyes, and blurring vision. Norm was returned to Australia, and after the war, he returned to the Gympie Times, and he married Jean Lang on the 29th of June 1945. Later on in life, as Norm was enjoying his regular game of golf, he noticed the ball becoming a blur, and he had to give his golf away. Then a friend, now Silent Key Alan Booth, VK4EAB, who was also suffering low vision, took up the radio and got an amateur radio license. He said to Norm, "If I can get it, you can get it too." So Norm went and applied for his radio license, and because of his technical certificate from the Army, he was exempted from the theory section and consequently received his AOCP license, unlimited, call sign Victor Kilo 4, Charlie, November, Popper. Norm became a member of the Worldwide Peace Net, which had been started by KL7AM, Bob Hisamato, Silent Key, who was born in the USA back in 1908. Bob was well known throughout the amateur world as the founder of the JARL, the Japanese Amateur Radio League, this in 1925. Bob promoted peace, not war, one world, one people. Bob, as main net control station, appointed Norm as the net controller for Australia. Other nets that Norm took part in were the Disabled Persons Net of Queensland and the Coral Coast Net. VK4CNP was a long-term member of the WIA and recently reached the milestone of 100 years of age and was able to catch up with members of the Gympie Communication and Electronics Group, of which he was a valued member. Norm was also very dedicated to his community and was appointed as a civil marriage celebrant and carried out this important work for 17 years, performing 675 weddings. Norm VK4CNP had written a book, My Highway of Life, and in the final pages penned the following. I guess one could say a person's life is mapped out for them. Some people like to live the life of a recluse doing nothing. Other people like to be helpful, to look upon the duty to fellow man by exercising goodwill by example. Vale Norm Phillips, Victor Kilo 4, Charlie, November, Popper. I'd certainly like to thank the Gympie Communications and Electronics Group's Greg Weir, VK4GDW, for that excellent obituary on Norm Phillips, VK4CNP. This is Q News, and this is Jeff Emery.
Thanks, Graham. Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP. And I've been thinking. Well, we have had an interesting week, and the middle was the broadcast media coverage of the US presidential election. From what I saw, there is an increasing integration of the video streaming services that the COVID-19 pandemic has brought to amateur radio clubs and elsewhere. Yes, we've had the technology around for many years, but the newer services seem to have matured the technology for home users and businesses as well as news broadcasters. I'm old enough to remember the thrill of going to the local picture show and seeing events of a few days beforehand screened on the newsreels. Overseas items appeared usually in under 3 weeks. The immediate news services were the printed newspapers and broadcast radio. As television became part of the daily routine, we became used to seeing local events on the nightly news service and more distant items probably a day later. It is fascinating to admire the amazing growth and integration of technology that we take for granted. When TV came in monotone, or black and white, it would have been unrealistic to think of real-time news events streamed to a screen that could be carried in a pocket. When TV was in development some 90 to 100 years ago, it would have been unimaginable that it would be a universal service via a telephone-like service provided by the internet. Just to prove that evolution continues, I read this week that the NASA dish located outside of Canberra has been undergoing an upgrade. Known as Deep Space Station 43 or DSS-43, this 70-metre dish has successfully sent a command to the Voyager 2 spacecraft, which was some 18,750 million kilometres from Earth, and travelling at around 60,000 kilometres per hour. Voyager 2 was launched on the 20th of August 1977 and is just 17 light hours from Earth. Imagine the stress of waiting for the confirmation signal had been received after 8 months of radio silence. For those whose bench space is at a premium and who use a shack computer, this past week saw the release of the Raspberry Pi 400. In a neat package, the keyboard houses the now familiar computer, with the rear panel housing the usual ports, including the GPIO pins. All you need is your own mouse and monitor to get started. If you're wanting to delve into Linux, here is your opportunity. At this stage, I'm unaware of the Australian pricing, but a figure of $70 has been bandied around. Although the lockdown has slowed many industries, we're still seeing new products hitting the market, with Yaesu the latest in this year's lineup. More excitement occurring, with openings happening on the higher HF bands and people heralding the start of Solar Cycle 25. With only weeks to the Christmas season, I suspect a lot more social distancing will still be practiced on the multitude of modes available to we amateurs. Keep cool this weekend and safe in the summer season of natural surprises. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.